And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 15th. A radio station in Jacksonville, Florida, knocked out the city's phone service when they tried to give away tickets to an Elvis Presley concert this week in 1975. In 1970, the Beatles film Let It Be opened in New York City. Elvis's movie Tickle Me premiered in Hollywood, opening 2 weeks later nationally in 1965. In 1956, Buddy Holly's optometrist gave him contact lenses for his 2800 eyesight, but he couldn't get used to them, so the trademark glasses stayed. Cliff Richard's first movie, Serious Charges, premiered this week in 1959. In 1970, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young released Ohio, just 10 days after the shooting of four students at Kent State University, the incident that inspired the song. Elvis inhaled the cap from one of his teeth and was taken to a Los Angeles hospital to have it removed from his lung this week in 1957. In 1967, Paul McCartney met Linda Eastman for the first time at a Georgie Fame concert in London, and they married 2 years later. The Rolling Stones signed with Decca Records in London, England this week in 1963, same label who had turned down the Beatles the year before. Randy Bachman left the Guess Who this week in 1970. Pete Townsend from the other group, The Who, was arrested on stage in New York after mistakenly kicking a cop that he thought was a fan rushing the stage in 1969. Motown was formed this week in 1960. The Beach Boys released their Pet Sounds album this week in 66. In 1995, it was a first. Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, and Little Richard appeared together for the first time on stage. It happened in Sheffield, England. In 1963, the first Monterey Folk Festival took place, and it featured Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and Peter, Paul, and Mary. The Bob Dylan documentary film Don't Look Back premiered in San Francisco this week in 1967. In 1981, Diana Ross left Motown Records and signed a $20 million contract with RCA, which at the time was the most lucrative ever offered to any recording artist. The Buddy Holly story that starred Gary Busey as Buddy Holly premiered in Dallas, Texas this week in 1978. The subject of this week's Voice Your Choice on Treasure Island Oldies, Annette. She performed at Radio City Music Hall in New York in 1960, and it resulted in it with her missing her own high school graduation. The Everly Brothers formed their own Calliope Records label, and the first release was Dawn performing Pomp and Circumstance under the artist name Adrian Kimberly this week in 1961. Johnny Tillotson was the opening act, and he saw fans rip the shirt off Elvis Presley's back after their Jacksonville, Florida concert in 1955. Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and Mick Jagger all performed at a reception for Eric Clapton and Patti Layla Boyd, the ex-wife of George Harrison, who had been married 2 months previously, and it was this week in 1979. In 1960, the Conway Twitty movie Platinum High School opened. Parma, Italy, named streets after Elvis Presley, John Lennon, Louis Armstrong, and Ella Fitzgerald this week in 2007. In 1998, Sonny and Cher received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Sadly for Sonny, it was a posthumous honor. In the studio, Badfinger began recording No Matter What in 1970. The Kinks cut Sunny Afternoon in 66. Jan and Dean began recording The Little Old Lady from Pasadena in 1964. The Rascals recorded People Gotta Be Free in 68, also in the studio in 68. Tony Joe White recording Polk Salad Annie. Frank Sinatra cut The Summer Wind in 66. Gene Knight recorded Mr. Big Stuff. And across the hall, King Floyd recorded Groove Me at the same Jacksonville, Mississippi recording session this week in 1970. The Animals recorded The House of the Rising Sun in 1964. The Hollies cut Bus Stop in 66. The Drifters recorded Save the Last Dance for Me in 60. In 1958, Ritchie Valens recorded Come On, Let's Go. And Peggy Lee recorded Fever this week in 1958. Birthdays. Stevie Wonder is 68. Mary Wells, born in 43. Richie Valens, born in 1941 this week. Nervous Norvis, whose real name was James Drake. He was born in 1912. Bobby Darin, born this week in 1936. Troy Shondell is turning 74. Charlie Gracie, 82. Lenny Welch, 78. Trini Lopez is 81. Mike Oldfield, the first artist ever signed to Virgin Records. And, of course, the historic recording of Tubular Bells. He's turning 66. Isaac Redholt from Young Holt Unlimited, and as well, the Ramsey Lewis Trio, is 85. Corinthian Crip Johnson from the Dell Vikings, born this week in 1935. Big Joe Turner, born in 1911. Albert Hammond is 75. Perry Como, born this week in 1912. Pete Townsend from The Who is 73. Eddie Arnold, born in 1915. And the late Kai Winding, born this week in 1922. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of May 13th. For late breaking news, just come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Then click blog. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.